Hey, today I want to talk about the mindsets of a profitable leader in your contracting business. There are so many things that you are dealing with on a day-to-day basis to be able to keep your sanity and run a successful business. And I have, I don't know, 8 or 10 things here that I want to just talk about briefly, just to put on your radar to make sure that you're giving attention to some of these things, okay? Because without these, without most of these at least, you're going to struggle more than you really need to. All right, so the first thing, won't surprise you, number one, is you got to have that mantra rolling through your head all the time that basically says, I own it. I own it. If you have a problem with your people, it's your fault. It's not their fault. You have a problem with sales, it's your fault. It's not the customer's fault. Whatever problem you're having in your business, low profit, low sales, safety issues, on and on and on and on and on, debt, it's your problem. I own it. Until you embrace that, you are going to struggle. Okay. Second thing, optimize before you maximize. I don't know where I heard it, but I heard it and I liked it. Okay. What that means is don't try to grow yourself into being profitable. If what you're doing right now isn't kicking ass and making you money, whether it's one job a week or 100 jobs a week, wherever you're at right now, optimize that. Make sure you're making money on the job you're doing right now before you try to scale, before you try to grow. Okay, because more sales, more revenue with less profit does not equal success, okay? Which leads me to the third point, all right? The fastest way to being broke is increasing your revenues while sacrificing your profits. It's stupid. It's stupid. It's just stupid. Right, Dakota? It's stupid.
Aye, sir.
Say it. Say it. It's stupid.
It's stupid.
It's stupid to increase your sales and sacrifice profits because you just put yourself on the hamster wheel and then you just have a bigger business that makes you more tired when in reality, if you would have focused on being profitable, maximizing what you're already doing, optimizing what you already have before you scale, you'd be better off. All right, the fourth thing that you gotta get through your head, real quick here, overhead. Overhead eats 3 meals a day and snacks frequently in between them. What I mean is it costs a lot to run your business. Overhead is anything in the business that has to get paid, even if you don't do a job. That's the simplest way I could put it. Yes, others will tell you there's variable and fixed overhead and all this other shit. Okay, we're not getting into that. We could, but we're not. We're going to keep it simple. So what has to be paid in the business right now, today, even if you don't have a job to go do this week? Even if you have no money coming in? Okay, I'm just talking business expenses. One of those things, the first thing should be your damn salary. You need to make money. Whether or not you have work happening today or not, your company should bring in enough money to pay you. Second, things like your rent for your shop, marketing that you've paid for. God forbid, you know, those of you that have signed up for these third-party lead sources and they have you buy the gonads every month, okay, that's overhead, okay? Your truck payment is overhead. Your cell phone is overhead. You can't call the truck company, the bank, and say, hey, I can't pay you this month because I didn't have any work come in. See, overhead eats every day. Overhead is hungry. All right, so you got to control your overhead because it eats all the time, it snacks all the time, and so if you're not aware of that, you're going to struggle more. Okay, fifth thing I think we're on is never wait to address people issues. People are the lifeblood of your business, man. Without you, the business doesn't exist. Without your people, the business doesn't exist. Without your customers, the business doesn't exist. You have to build strong relationships. You got 1 ounce of discontent or discord or whatever the word I'm looking for going on in your relationships with an employee, a customer, a prospect, whatever, there is no better time than right now to address that. All right, so hopefully that makes sense. Don't be a chicken. Address it. Say what needs to be said. Be respectful. Be the type of person who has integrity. And when you do that, when you address those people issues right frickin' now, you'll be amazed at how quickly your business will grow because you're not spending all this other good energy that you have on these issues and these problems. Okay, There's a term in the business world called the A player. Every business wants A players. Okay, like there's A, B, and C. And that your team should have a bunch of A players. Everyone wants A players. Now, an A player is somebody that you can hire to do the job that you hired them to do, and you never have to worry about it. You don't have to chase them. You don't have to motivate them. You don't have to babysit them. They show up. They do what they need to do, whether it's a salesperson, a foreman, whatever. They get you the result that you want. See, I don't call an A player an A player. I have a new phrase. In fact, Dakota, remind me, we're going to get t-shirts with this. It's hashtag FW. That's what we're doing. That's what I call the A players. All right, so now listen, if you got a little one in the room, I'm going to give you like 3 seconds to plug their ears, and then I'm going to tell you what it stands for. 3, 2, 1. Okay, an A player in my world, an FW, is a winner. Okay, you want a team of winners. Okay, that's what you want. Okay, the more winners you have on your team, one FW is worth an infinite number of mediocre people and B and C players. So look at your team right now. If you got 10 employees and you got one A player, one FW, good for you. If you got 2 or 3 B players, good for you. If you got any C or below, get rid of them right now. And then pay the other people more money, and then go to the B players and go, hey, if I can't make you an FW, then you're gonna go too. But you're a B and you're on the cusp. I think you got what it takes. Here's how we're gonna get you up to speed. All right, so one FW is worth way more than any amount of mediocre players any day of the week, all right? Number seven, I don't know, I got a list here I'm reading. Number seven, we'll just go with seven. You've heard me say this before, get your own oxygen first. The air mask drops down in the airplane, pilot says, hey, it's not looking good. I don't know why he has an Irish accent, but he does. You should probably put on your air mask. And you got your little kid next to you. I got my son behind the camera, Dakota, my firstborn. Remember when he was this big? Okay? But I gotta put his air on first. I gotta put his oxygen mask on first. Because that's what we do. We gotta take care of all the people around us. Nonsense. Put your own oxygen mask on first, because if you don't have oxygen going to the brain, you're no good to anybody else. The 7 seconds that it's going to take me to put my air mask on, okay, is going to help those that are closest to me survive, including myself. All right, and so what's this oxygen in your business? This oxygen in your business is money. Without money, you have no oxygen going to your head. Every problem in your business is going to seem bigger than it really is, because you're freaking broke again. And your wife or your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever it is jumping your ass going, you never make any money. You never make any money. You never make any money. Now, whether they sound like that or not, I doubt it. They're probably much more respectful, and they're leaving little hints along the way. Like, hey, I see that this other carpentry company's hiring, and they slide the ad in front of you. That's a little hint they're dropping that you're broke all the time. Okay, so make sure you're paying yourself first. Stop trying to hire a sales guy. Stop trying to hire another foreman. Stop trying to buy another damn truck. Throw me my marker. Okay, stop spending money if you ain't paying yourself consistently yet, you dumbass. Okay, because that's what we do. That's how we get into problems. That's how I ended up going bankrupt a number of years ago, is because I made sure everyone else had oxygen except me, and the reality was I was stealing from my family. Stop stealing from your family. Pay yourself first. You have no business getting a shop or a website or anything unless you're giving yourself a freaking paycheck every week like clockwork. Pay yourself a salary. You can tell I'm pretty damn passionate about number seven here, all right? Because number seven is the thing that causes all the other damn problems in your life. Unfortunately, the world we live in, the rules of the game are you need to make money. And if you can't make money, then go work for somebody else. But you lie to yourself all the time. You bullshit yourself and say, oh, if I just hired a sales guy or a business development person, or if I just had 20 more leads a month, or this or this. No. You know, prove that you can be profitable one fucking job at a time and give yourself a paycheck when that thing ends. And if that means you gotta go out and do the work yourself, then go do the work yourself, but stop stealing from your family. You know, it's funny, I work with companies one-on-one and in group settings, and I do workshops and things like that. And you know what's funny? It's usually the amount of debt a company has when we look at their numbers. The amount of debt that a company has is equal to the amount of money that the owner didn't pay himself that he needed to live. Everyone else got paid, but they're 60 grand in debt. Huh, that's what he wrote checks to himself for this year. Amazing how that happens. Whew. I'm gonna calm my ass down. Hey, how do you know that you're having a sales problem? You know, just because you have a high closing rate and you have work on the calendar doesn't mean that your sales are dialed in. In fact, I've found with the hundreds of people that I've worked with over the years that some of the indicators of having a sales problem are things like tension at home over the finances, or, you know, maybe you're missing deadlines on projects. You can't find and keep winners and grow your team, so you feel like you're starting over every year from scratch building your team. Maybe you don't have an emergency fund set up in your business, or your debt just continues to grow and climb and you never get off that debt hamster wheel. Well, listen, whatever it is for you that you're feeling, take a look in the mirror and really get clear and honest about where you're at with your business and consider checking out the Contractor Sales Academy. See, it's possible to go from low and unprofitable sales to plenty of high profit work. It's possible to go from having no systems and processes in place, which cost you money, all right, to, you know, creating a well-oiled profit machine. It's possible to go from not being able to find and keep kick-ass people for your team, to go from that to building a strong and growing team of winners. Head to the ContractorSalesAcademy.com, www.ContractorSalesAcademy.com/podcast, and you'll be able to fill out a quick little form and see if becoming part of this kick-butt community is a good fit for you. ContractorSalesAcademy.com/podcast, and I look forward to getting on the phone with you and seeing if the Contractor Sales Academy is a good fit for you moving forward in your business. Talk to you soon. Guys, gals, in-betweeners, whatever the hell you might be, okay? Pay yourself. Pay yourself. That is the mindset of a profitable leader. You are no good to your family. You are no good to your employees, your vendors, your customers, if you're not getting paid. Because when you're not getting paid, you're desperate. And when you're desperate, you make stupid decisions. All right? Number 8, kind of back to the A player FW point here. FWs, F and winners, they love to be measured. They love to be held accountable. What that means is when you have a meeting with your sales team, I can spend 30 seconds in that meeting and know who your FWs are before they ever open their mouth. The FW is going to be ready to go. He's going to have his week stats, how many jobs he sold, how many pounds of meat he's carried back to the village, and all that other stuff. He's going to know that stuff and be ready, and he's going to be early to the meeting. The C player salesperson or foreman or whatever you have in your business is going to avoid reporting and measuring themselves because they know they're full of shit. Okay? Here's what the mediocre salesperson sounds like. You're going around and you go, "Billy, how'd you do this week?" And he'll say, "Well, I got some really good possible jobs on the line. I got $1 million about ready to close." Okay? What he's basically telling you is that he saw a unicorn, okay? And that's a sale that doesn't exist, okay? Where the FW, he'll go like this: "Joey, what'd you sell this week?" He'll go, "I didn't sell shit." Why? Because he understands that we live in a results-based world, and this is a results-based business, a performance-based business. And you know what's going to happen? The next week he's going to come in And you're going to go, Joey, what'd you sell? Actually, let's go back to Billy. Billy, what'd you sell? I got some good unicorns on the horizon, boss. Okay? Yeah, I got 18 proposals out there. We had a guy in our Contractor Sales Academy a couple years ago. We were doing this accountability thing online with our group. And he's like, best spring I've ever had. I got, I don't know, 30, 20, 80 proposals out there. And my business partner, Steve, goes, so basically you got 80 unicorns out there. How many checks do you have in hand? How many signed contracts do you have in hand? Because that's the only shit that matters. Okay, because we're not in the proposal writing business. So now, Joey, back to week two of reporting, he's going to sit down and you're going to go, Joey, what'd you sell this week? And he's going to go, $18,000 job here for Reber, $22,000 job here for Jones. There you go. FWs are winners. Winners want to be tracked and measured. Maybe you're hearing what I'm saying right now, and you're going, shit, I don't like to be tracked and measured. Well, guess what? You're probably not an FW, which is why you should hang up your business and go quit, because you probably don't have the stomach to measure yourself and do the things that are necessary to succeed. And that's okay. It doesn't mean you're a bad human being. It just means you don't have what it takes. Not everyone's cut out to run a business, and that's totally cool, and you might be a lot happier. All right, but if you want to run a business and you're going to tell yourself that you're going to be an FW and not a C player, not a mediocre person, okay, then you got to get the mindset of a winner of some of these things that we're talking about here. Couple more and we're done. Just getting fired up, man. Damn it. Listen, if you don't want to get your head right, quit. Quit. Oh, Tom, you know, winners never quit and quitters never win. That's bullshit. Sometimes you just need to quit so you can win bigger in life. And if you suck at this and you're better off working for somebody else and you and your family have more stability and more happiness and all that other stuff, then quit. I'm passionate about this, but it doesn't mean I think you're a loser. Okay, please understand there's a difference. You're a loser if you don't be honest with yourself. If you're not living in integrity with who you are and what you're meant to do and you don't have that self-awareness, then if you're not taking the time to figure that shit out, then you're a loser. Okay, if you're bullshitting yourself every day of your life, then you're a loser. But if you're honest with yourself and you're just going, you know what, I was a lot happier when I just showed up and painted shit every day. You know, and I actually looked at my income from my last year as a painter before I went out on my own and I made 40 grand and shit, I'm a business owner now and I made 48 grand and I got all these headaches and I got $50,000 worth of debt. I was better off going back there. So maybe I'll go back and be an employee, knowing what I know now, add more value to a company, upsell, bring jobs in profitably and things like that, and make the case for why I'm worth more money. And you'll be better off in the end. Okay, so it's totally okay. Totally okay if you want to quit. All right, number nine. Ninth mindset of a profitable contracting business leader. Bid every project with a target of a 50% gross profit. Okay? That means you figure up what it's gonna cost you to build the thing. Okay? I don't know. What do we got behind me? Say this pen, right? Say this marker is gonna take 3 man hours to make and $100 in materials. And I know each man hour costs me 20 bucks. So what's that? That's 60 times, or 20 times 3 is $60. And then I add 100. It's going to cost me $160 to build my marker. Okay? Take the number that it's going to cost you times at least 2. Sell it at $320 or more. Produce it in the 3 hours and the $100 in material, and you will have better than a 50% gross profit every time. And that's how you will be able to also have profit to reinvest back into the business. You'll have money to pay yourself even when the phone doesn't ring this week and you don't have a job this week like we talked about earlier on. Okay, these are the things. Okay, this 50% thing is huge. Now, I know some of you might be watching this who own a larger business. You might subcontract out all your work. Maybe you're a home builder. Some things like that we work with. I understand there are some different situations where you might price your work differently. But in most cases, in 99% of the cases of specialty contractors that are out there, this is the formula that's going to keep you from being broke. Okay, so don't put a bunch of messages in here. All you other guys are going, I'm a custom home builder and I can't do that. Well, you can if you want, but I understand what you're coming from. Okay, so last thing, and again, I kind of touched on this earlier, the last mindset, stop chasing unicorns. Stop chasing unicorns. What that means is the phone rings and you answer it and you go, Tom's Contracting. They go, hey, we want a bid. You go, great, I'll be right out. I'm so excited I get to go out and do a bid. And you run out there, okay? And you give away your knowledge and your wisdom and you spend a couple hours and then you type the damn thing up at 11:30 at night. And then you know what you do? You negotiate against yourself. You know, you're like, your bid comes in at $12,200 and you go, God, I'd really like to have it at under $12,000 because that would look better. And so then you make it 11,800 and you take $500 or whatever it is, $400 out of your pocket. And you negotiate it against yourself because you're mind reading the customer and all this other garbage that you deal with. And then they go into witness protection and then because you emailed the bid and then they never call you back. They never email you back. And then you wonder what the hell just happened. And you do that a couple hundred times a year, 300, 400 times a year. Next thing you know, you've wasted 3/4 of your year chasing unicorns. When instead, learn to use your telephone and pre-qualify like we've talked about before. Have an open and honest conversation with your prospects. Talk about money, talk about what's most important, blah, 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 blah. Pre-qualifying isn't going, what do you want done and what zip code do you live in? And if it's my zip code, then we're good to go and I'm gonna run out there and waste my time. I watch contractor after contractor after contractor double, triple, quadruple their personal income and their business profits when they listen to this advice from us, when they implement the things that are going to help them get control of their business. And that's not chasing unicorns. It's not running around chasing every bid that comes in. You're not in the bidding business. You're not in the proposal writing business. You're in the contracting business. And you're only going to change your life by cashing big ass checks, okay? And putting them in the bank and delivering big ass value to people and making big ass profit so that you can stay in business and serve those people when they have a warranty issue and things like that. And the other cool thing is when you charge big money and offer big value, it enables you to hire better people. And it's a beautiful little circle of life, even though that's like a figure eight. It's a beautiful circle of life. And it all starts with you not chasing unicorns. So, my furry friends, these are my 10 mindsets of a profitable leader. Quit jacking around, quit bullshitting yourself. Get your heads out of your butts, do what you need to do in order to win bigger, have a better life, stop stealing from your family, stop chasing the unicorns, all the things we've talked about. I promise you do most of these things on this list and it's gonna be a whole different ballgame for you and your business and your family for decades to come. We'll see ya.